Advice on Advice. The Frankly Friday from March 22nd, 2024. My friend Bill is an incredible husband, business leader, mentor, Jesus follower, aviator, and friend. I cherish his advice about as much as anyone I've ever known. Except for when it comes to painting. He is certifiably awful at painting. Sorry, Bill, but you know it's true. Similarly, I don't ask my fluffy friends how to get skinny. I don't ask my broke friends how to get rich. I don't ask my single friends for marriage advice. I don't ask my atheist friends how to get closer to God. It's not that I don't love them. I do, very much. It's just that I don't seek advice from people who aren't qualified to give it. You know what else? I don't accept their criticism either. And neither should you. When you get unsolicited opinions, it's very tempting to give them authority. It's tempting to wrestle with the words. It's tempting to believe maybe they're right. But before you do that, ask, 1. Is this person qualified to speak in this category? 2. Have they actually earned this thing that you want or admire? And 3. Do they actually want to help? If you don't hear a resounding yes to every one of these questions, just smile and go about your day. If you wouldn't seek their advice, their criticism has no authority because it will only send you in a direction you don't want to go. It's an easy truth, yet so easy to forget. So keep your eyes on the North Star, my friend. You have everything you need to become the man or woman you're supposed to be. If you choose to accept that advice, then I'm honored and humbled. And if you don't, I see that smile, and I hope you have an awesome day. Cheers to everything you're making happen in the world.